Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. This is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is October the 3rd, 2016. I am Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 124 of the Follow English Podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about different ways of using shall. I'm going to be speaking about four different ways of using shall. First of all, I would like to say that I'm using practical English usage by Michael Swan, Oxford University Press, as a reference. And I'm reading some of the examples here from this book, which I bought back in the 90s. So at the beginning here of the section where it talks about shall, there are several examples about how to use shall and will to refer to future, future predictions, and when we talk about the future in general. So when we give information about the future. But there is a short note here that I would like to read to introduce this episode, which is: British people use I shall or I will and we shall, we will, with no difference in meaning in most situations. However, shall is becoming very much less common than will. Shall is not normally used in American English. So as we can see here, there's a tendency to use shall more often in British English. And also, shall and will can be used interchangeably in many cases. However, as I said before, I'm going to talk about four specific cases where we could use shall. And I chose these four cases because I judge that these cases are more frequent in the language. So they are related to colloquial English, apart from the last one, which is actually related to a more formal language. So the first way I'm going to talk about is when we use shall I in questions. So for example, shall I open a window? It's pretty hot in here. So shall I open a window? And in this case, we cannot use will. Will is not used in this way. So in this case, I'm offering to open a window when I say, shall I open a window? Probably the answer will be something like, yes, please, or yes, that would be great, something like that. Or if you see someone carrying a heavy bag, you could offer help and say, shall I carry your bag? So this is another way of offering help when you use shall I. The second way to use shall that I'm going to talk about today is also in questions. And then in this case, when we use shall we. So I could say, for instance, what time shall we come and see you? So I'm asking you to make a suggestion about the best time to come and see you. That's why I'm using shall we in this case. So again, let me repeat. What time shall we come and see you? Or another example would be, shall we go out for a meal? This is basically an invitation, or if you want to use the word suggestion again, so you're making a suggestion for tonight's dinner. So, shall we go out for a meal? A third way to use shall, also in questions, is when you have question tags. Then in this case, if you start your sentence with let's, for instance, obviously in this case you're also making a kind of invitation or suggestion. You could say, for instance, let's go and see Lucy, shall we? So let's go and see Lucy, shall we? Or even using the same example I used earlier, shall we go out for a meal? I could say, let's go out for a meal, shall we? Or let's go out for a meal tonight, shall we? So in this case, we're using shall we in the question tag, also to make a suggestion. In the fourth way, or the fourth different way to use shall, is when we have a more formal language, and you can find this kind of example in contracts or other legal documents. So in contracts and other legal documents, shall is often used with third-person subjects to refer to obligations and duties. For example, the hirer, so the person who is hiring, so the hirer shall be responsible for maintenance of the vehicle. In this case, shall sounds almost like must. Yeah, but it refers to the future. So in formal language, we can use shall for this purpose. You can find more examples of shall in legal documents. If you look at the American Constitution, for example, you will see lots of shalls to refer to the obligations of senators or congressmen and so on and so forth. So this is it for today. I hope you're all learning something. Remember that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. If you go to the webpage, you can subscribe via, you can add your email to the email list in order to subscribe. In this case, you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes podcast, Podomatic, sorry, Stitcher Radio, and many other podcatchers that you might be using. And you can keep sending emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you want to make any comments or in case you want to make any suggestions for future episodes. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Bye!